It is the Riot Valentine's Day podcast.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Whee! We really hope you have a good day. No matter what goes on, we hope it's a good day.
You guys really should have a great Valentine's Day today because it's Valentine's Day and you're special, just like Evel Knievel.
Who's featured in this podcast.
He is featured in this podcast. Goat Club comes up again. The DDR Championship. You know, what you could do with your extra thick skull. No, really, that's a thing.
There's something you can do with it.
And what not to say if, you know, somebody makes you a meal. That we talk about that.
You're going to learn a lot through today's podcast of some do's and don'ts.
Yeah. So you guys enjoy this special Valentine's Day podcast that's just as special as every other podcast.
But today's a special, special one. Don't forget also Radio U Riot Facebook page, or if you ever want to email us, riot@radiou.com. Send us, let us know how your Valentine's Day went.
Yeah, because we wish you the best. We're not just saying that.
No, we really do.
It is The Riot.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
You know what? We didn't get to this in the show yesterday, and
now we're making up for it by doing it today.
We're going to talk about it, but I just want you to be aware of the fact that we've gone from some real happy stuff, and we're just immediately heading right into the rough stuff.
What are we talking about then?
Well, okay, you're not a big fan of Popeyes.
Popeyes chicken?
Yeah.
I used to, like, I would enjoy it, but then it's one of those things where you really think you're going to love, and then when you go there, that you're just going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Just like KFC. I mean, any chicken place, for the most part.
I mean, you know, yeah, okay, all right.
You feel like it's going to be this fantastic thing, but then you realize it's just fast food chicken.
I've had Popeyes 3 times.
Yeah.
And the third time, I was like, that's it.
We're done.
Like, you know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you, me, something. And fool me 3 times, what the heck am I doing with my life? So I ended up, doing something a little different.
Well, what happened at this one? Well, I know what this is.
Did you hear about it?
We're going all the way down. I don't even know if we should.
Okay, a woman in San Antonio is suing Popeyes because she says that she became infected with flesh-eating New World screwworms after eating the restaurant's rice and beans.
I don't even know what to do. Like, it had a little picture of what they envisioned the worms to look like, but in the picture they put like little razor teeth, so it looks like they maybe that was exactly what they do.
I was going to say they have those.
They eat you from the inside.
Well, yeah, because they like live in your intestines, and they're all like, you're so delicious.
And it's not like when they talk about sometimes like you can get a tapeworm where it's okay and you lose weight, and it's like, is this little worm going to eat all the bad fat parts or
it's
what?
You.
But no, it really can. It can kill you.
She said that they say she was being eaten from the inside out by maggots, typically linked.
Gosh, oh, it's so hard to hear that. Shivers. I get shivers when we do this.
Oh, gosh.
It's so cold in here.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, please don't ever let that happen to me. Please don't ever let that happen to me.
All right. Here's a direct quote from the...
Yes. It's cold. It's so cold in here.
The flesh-eating screw worms entered plaintiff's digestive tract, laid eggs, which embedded in the interior lining of plaintiff's small intestine, and when hatched, infested plaintiff's body and began to eat plaintiff alive from the inside out. That is the exact filing.
I hate this story.
And she's alleging that Popeyes knew this was a problem and fed her food anyway.
And they knew that it had the stuff in it?
Uh-huh.
Shame if that's true.
And they're blaming, charging the restaurant failed to train staff in proper screwworm avoidance procedures.
She's a procedure? Like, what do you make that out of that?
Like, when you go to McDonald's, they're like, we've all had the screwworm training.
I hope not. I don't want that to be something that's like a possibility no matter where you're eating at.
Tell me that is not true.
Like, you don't know about screwworms things? Like, what is that?
What if, oh my gosh, what if everybody that listens to the show that works fast food, they're like, oh yeah, the screwworms.
That's in our book.
You got to be really careful with those things.
Had no idea. Uh-huh. Had no idea.
She's suing for $1 million plus in damages for negligence, medical expenses, physical disfigurement, pain and suffering, loss of bodily functions, loss of enjoyment of life.
Well, yes to all of that, because you have lost your enjoyment to life if you've got those things in you.
Well, I'll just tell you right now that if what she is alleging is true, and I don't know that if it is, but if it is, $1 million is for starters.
Enough.
That's the beginning.
That is beginning. That's
that
where
is
you
where
know this
we
is
get
true.
Started.
Because you're talking, I'm taking Popeyes down. The whole thing, if that's what you put in the food or that's what was in the food.
They can eat spinach for days, but they don't have the strength to fight what's coming.
It's so gross. All right, well,
flesh-eating screw worms, guys.
That is all we
Happy
want to talk
Valentine's
about that.
Valentine's Day.
So.
Really.
When the Riot says it's not you, it's them. It actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Happy Valentine's Day if you celebrate Valentine's Day, and if you don't, happy Tuesday.
Sounds just as good.
And if you don't celebrate Tuesday, happy day. And if you don't believe in happiness, then day.
Or if you don't recognize the day as a calendar or a grouping of how we monitor and measure time, then I don't
hello.
Know what else we should be doing.
Hello.
That's offensive. Don't say hello.
Okay, you're right then. greetings? I don't know. I'm running out. So, the thing, whatever. So, Nikki, what are you doing next year?
Next year?
August of 2018, what are your plans?
You know, I didn't have anything planned yet.
Not yet. I know.
My friends tend to wait till more of the last minute approach to schedule things.
Okay.
Or I tend to schedule things not over a year in advance.
Well, say hello to my little friends.
Because something's coming out then?
Yeah. In August 2018, you can go see the Scarface remake.
The Scarface remake?
Yes.
Scarface is an old movie.
How old is it? I just know it's... I've never seen it.
You've never seen Scarface?
Nope, never. I mean, I just know that one line. Say hello to my little friend. That's
it's
all
kinda,
I got.
To me, it's kind of like Godfather. Like, it's one of those movies where you probably have seen, but it's old.
1983.
I remember when I was a baby, a little girl, one of my relatives was supposed to be watching me, and instead we watched
Scarface
that.
Together?
And some old movie called Cobra.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely seen that.
So it was not a... It didn't go well, but I remember those two things, but I don't remember what was in the movie because I was so young, except for a few scenes.
I watched Cobra like last year.
Did you?
It's one of the... I'm not even getting...
Is this
it's
so
one
bad?
Of the worst movies you'll ever... It doesn't even... It kind of doesn't qualify as a movie because they've assembled a lot of scenes together.
Yeah.
And the scenes have the same people in them, but one scene does not remotely relate to another. They just go from scene to scene, and that seems to be all that happens.
That's what you get.
I read up on it, too. It turns out, you know what? There's this podcast I listen to. They watch old bad movies and kind of make fun of them. And so they had all this background info on how, like, that was supposed to be the first of many films from Stallone with that character.
For Cobra?
They only made one.
Okay, yeah. But Scarface, I mean, still, people know the name.
The 1983 Scarface, which I did not know, is a remake of a 1930-something Scarface movie.
I didn't
movie.
Know that either, yeah.
I know. Well, they're bringing it back.
So you get another one.
They say it's going to be out in 2018. They don't have a director and they don't have a star yet, but...
But they have a date, August 2018.
They're totally making this movie.
I wonder who would be good in that role.
Well, they say this time it's going to happen, instead of being in Miami, it's going to happen in L.A., and it's going to be about a Mexican guy, a Mexican immigrant, because in the 83 movie, it's a Cuban immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a Mexican immigrant in L.A. setting up a drug empire, I guess. Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, what if it was about something nice? Like he
well,
came
that
across
would not
and
make a movie.
What if he started like a food truck empire or
no, no,
no,
no, like a clothing for homeless. Nope. Nothing
no?
like that.
Like an empire of people helping people.
Yes, wouldn't that be nice, wouldn't it? Then all ages could see this movie.
You know?
I don't think that's how it's going to be, and I think most will be cut out of this.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be that. It's just an idea.
I see. So these are, you know what? You got to go in and look at it with a new set of eyes. Where let's not make the new Scarface just like the old one.
Yeah.
Let's try something new.
he sets up a center in L.A. to help the newly immigrated because he had such a hard time. He doesn't want others to have the same hard time he's been having.
Yes, and it's a support system and all that. Well, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
It does.
But
it does.
That's not going to be it.
That's
no,
not
it'll
be
an empire thing,
is,
a bad one.
Yeah.
The riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
DDR Max 2. Let's match.
It is the riot on Radio U.
What happened here? Why are we?
Why are we? We're DDRing, Nikki.
DDR. It was Dance Revolution.
Dance Revolution.
And I remember for like 1 minute, I loved that game. But I haven't played it in forever.
You know what, Nikki? It's a shame that you abandoned it so quickly because...
Everybody abandoned it.
Not everybody. I played it for a long time, dude.
It was pretty fun.
I played a lot. In fact, I got really, really good at it. I mean, not like tournament level good at
it.
Sure. But I got very good at it.
DDR, there's groups of people that are dedicated to it. It's like retro cool still to play, but... If a lot of people played in arcades.
I can tell you right now that like I can feel my feet moving to this song because I remember playing this song.
So at DDR, you would watch the screen, arrows would go by, and you would tap the corresponding foot to the right arrow.
Oh my gosh, dude. I would play 2-3 hours at a time. I'd still be fat, just in case you're wondering.
It was a big weight loss thing,
though,
for a while.
People were like, hey, everybody can lose weight doing this. And I was like, not me.
I'm still eating and playing DDR. Yay.
That's it. That's just, I'm jumping up and down on the dance pad with a sub.
I haven't lost 1 pound.
This is so much fun!
I remember that too.
I loved DDR.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a DDR is still a thing, even if the rest of us have given up on it. And over the weekend, I Am Chris for Life became one of the first Americans ever to be invited to Japan to participate in the Dance Dance Revolution World Championship.
Because that is something.
Oh, no, it's a thing. Here's the thing. He became the first American to win.
He won?
He was the first to be invited, the first one. He won the DDR championship over the weekend.
When you watch someone who's on that level, like, it's crazy to see how fast they can move their feet. You
it
can never do that.
I used to watch a guy in the arcade not far from here. I think he worked there. And from time to time, but he would play... He would play both sides of the dance mat.
Sure.
Like you could set it up that way so that there were 8 buttons instead of just 4. It was nuts, dude.
Now that makes me want to go back and play DDR.
I know,
that
right?
does sound like a lot of fun.
Do you think they have DDR still over there?
I haven't gone.
I have not seen a DDR machine.
No,
in
I don't
want to
play in the thing. I'll play at home.
Oh, okay.
I was always embarrassed.
Well, and
it's better to play at home than to feel like you can compete and when you're playing in the arcade.
The thing about it is you can't get. There isn't a new one.
No, so I know like, it's been forever.
You would either have to get it for the PlayStation 2 or me. Like the Xbox 360 is the best you could do because there isn't one for Xbox One or PlayStation 4. And I know there are bootlegs on the PC, but I don't have anything to do with that.
But if you wanted to dance.
I don't know anything about that.
How could they tell us not to dance?
You know what,
how could we not have that?
You know what? I'm not going to tell you not to dance, girl. You go ahead and get your dance on.
Well, congratulations to the guy who won the Dance Dance Revolution thing in Japan.
He did. That is quite a feat. With his feet.
Oh, no. Spectacular.
That's
like you won.
Hey guys, that's what a real professional sounds like right
that's
there.
That's why you come to this show.
Dropping jokes when you're not even dropping jokes with the jokes.
That is fantastic.
A long egocentric tirade from Obadiah disguised as a worst of the riot clip. Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
You know, Eric, Nikki, and I form a family. And
we are a family.
Sometimes in that family, signals get crossed, mixed up a little bit. You know, texts that were for one of us end up going
to the other.
One.
Sure.
So Eric just sent me a text that he said he wants this scooter. And
no, he sent that also to me. So that's not just.
See, it's in the family.
It's to the family.
We're both getting
it's
the message.
It's a $1,000 scooter.
But it's nice.
But it's adult size. Like the weight limit's fine. He was telling me about that. So yeah, you could drive it around.
Let's see. What is the weight limit here?
310, he said.
Oh, great. I'm still under
that. Yeah, you're good. Everybody's fine.
You know, you buy stuff big enough and you're still under the weight limit. I have these folding, not folding chairs, but like canvas chairs. They said the weight limit on them was $3.40 something.
Bottom for chairs?
Bottom at Walmart.
Wow. Because normally, like the folding ones, that'll be normally not so generously
and it's, oh, I
given
know.
For weight.
And it's awesome. I sit down in it, I'm like a little kid in it. Aww, I'm just like, oh, it's so cozy. Great.
Well, you can have this scooter for like $1,000.
Well, I think you guys are getting it, and then I'll just borrow it.
I'm not really in an area where, I mean, I'm not going to take it to school or to work.
Well, you know what? You could. You could ride this to school.
I could go to school. I could go to school.
You could use it for your paper route.
I could.
You could.
I put all the papers on there.
Instead of having to do all that pedaling around, you can just zoom around.
Not that type of scooter, but I do want like a Vespa. I don't want a motorcycle, but I think a Vespa would be fun.
I don't even remember what. I think I remember what a Vespa looks like.
It's like the Italian looking stylish scooter. Yeah. Looks really nice.
Oh, Mickey, that would be perfect for you when you run down to get your baguette for your dinner every night.
Yeah, just zipping around downtown, you know, in my Vespa. But as we were a family who already had a motorcycle, and that is no longer with us, I don't think we'll be adding a Vespa.
How often do you get that out?
I
don't mean the motorcycle. I mean, how often do you remind him?
Usually when we're doing bills.
About how things went with the motorcycle.
No, Eric bought a motorcycle and he crashed it and had to have surgery. Major, like, I think it was over $12,000.
Finger reconstruction.
For his surgery.
Yeah.
That we didn't have to pay, thankfully, all of it, but some of it we did. Yeah. And you don't just forget that, you know?
So what, when he sends you this scooter thing, do you just,
oh, yeah,
or do you have like a PDF of the bill that you just like text back to him?
Honestly, what he said is, because I told him don't get a motorcycle. I did not want one, but he really wanted one and bothered me about it for like 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So now he said after the motorcycle thing, he said any main choices I get to make and there's no questions asked. So like if we could get this scooter, I have the end all say on it.
You have the final say?
Final say.
On everything?
Big things like that.
Like scooter stuff. But what about like, you know, the plane he wants to buy or the boat?
Yes,
like
that's actually, not, the boat.
See?
Yep, I have final say on that.
My thing is, I would be like if we were involved in that discussion, I'd be like, well, you know what? When I said big things, I mean big things like with wheels.
Nope.
And so this doesn't have wheels, so it doesn't count.
It includes for Eric an RV and a boat and any scooters, and that we've left it at no.
He's got vision.
He does. He wants to go out there and go and do things.
That's fantastic.
To this scooter, I'd probably say no.
Man, you just
I am.
You just don't want any
That's
fun,
just how
do you?
I am. Yeah, right.
That's unbelievable.
Yep, look at me. Look at me. I'm the mean one.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
Mean one's also known as the responsible one.
Okay.
So well, you know that's what, Nikki, just what I want to be.
Then you're going to have to keep doing that paper out on foot.
I know, because I'm not getting a scooter either.
You said no to the scooter.
I said no to the scooter,
so
too.
So that's it.
You're right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
No one's getting anything that they want today. That includes the scooter.
That's so dark. It's Valentine's Day and no one's getting anything they want.
And you gotta point your finger when you say that.
Happy Valentine's Day.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
So how important to you is it that the things you buy are real and not fake?
Oh, yeah. It depends on the item.
So, okay, let's talk about your purse.
It's real.
Well, okay, I know that yours is, but what if it wasn't?
It just depends.
What if I could make it look exactly like it? Whatever.
I don't know why some women are very, very sensitive when it comes to their purses.
Well, that's why I'm asking you. I'm not a woman. I don't know.
I fluctuate. Sometimes it depends on the bag. If it's perfectly fine and I like it, then it doesn't matter if it has a name attached to it or not.
Okay.
But then I'll switch, and now I'm back on to carrying a name. So
a name.
I really just float in and out of that.
Do you think that other women look at your purse and are like, she has a Pierre Cardin?
But I do get a lot of compliments on it.
Okay. Let me ask you, do you internalize that compliment?
Well,
like when someone compliments your bag, that translates to you being a good person?
It just is a nice thing. It's nice if someone compliments your Doctor Who bag. That's official licensing, isn't it? That's not a knockoff.
The quality of the bag is not very high, so I can assure you I paid exclusively for the licensing and not for the bag itself.
You did, yeah. Yeah, don't you like when someone notices it? Because you made a choice to go with that bag.
Oh, wait, there it is. Yeah. So that's like because you chose that and they're complimenting the bag since you were the one that made the choice, then there it comes the whatever.
Complimenting okay. you on what you decided to do.
What about some fake LeBrons or something?
But again, people, if you collect shoes, there's a lot of people that do that. They would not be okay with fakes okay. because they'll spend the money on making sure they do have the right one.
All right. Got one more for you. What about a fake Ferrari?
A fake Ari.
Mm-hmm.
What is that even supposed to be?
It's real.
Is it the right? one that they made it look like a Ferrari, but it's just made out of other pieces?
That's exactly right. So this is nuts, dude. There is this. They just did this raid in Spain. The raids in Spain fall mostly on the planes. Anyway, back to this. They raid.
It's a great show. You know, like we just have a great show, don't we?
Who wouldn't want to listen?
I'm glad I'm here. They found a fake Ferrari.
There was a whole underground ring of basically chop shop people that would take Toyotas and Fords and whatever. They would rework the bodies to look like Ferraris, but on the inside, it's a Toyota.
Now, would people know, like, if they were selling it? So if you went and you thought you were buying a Ferrari, you would know based on the inside, wouldn't you?
Well, they said that they would sell them online.
Oh, so they wouldn't know until it's too late?
I guess until you took delivery of the car?
Was it like a status thing where they were just okay, looking like they drove a Ferrari, but not.
Well, but Nikki, do you see we've already established the answer to that question?
Because I wasn't sure.
Like, well, but you don't really like the idea of really carrying a fake bag. So I imagine, I mean, I don't know anybody that has a Ferrari, but I imagine the Ferrari people are probably not like, hey, I want to drive a fake Ferrari. I want to pay $100,000 for a car that's worth $20,000.
But if I was in like a mob ring or something and we were new and we couldn't afford the Ferrari setup yet. And so we.
But you still want to project power.
Yes, because you've got to project that. You've got to fake it until you can make it.
You do.
So you faked the Ferrari thing until your organization was wealthy enough to afford the real thing.
All right, so you're carrying a fake bag, you're driving a fake Ferrari, but only
but
at
you're
the
a real
beginning.
Criminal.
Only at the beginning.
Yes,
your bronze
you try to,
aren't real, but
yes,
like,
you try
it's
to
coming.
Make it. Yeah.
All right.
Something like that.
Okay, well. Glad we got that all cleared up.
There's a lot of deep stuff in that, guys, if you just go back.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot.
It is The Riot. Happy Valentine's
Yay.
Day to everybody.
Hopefully you guys have a really good day and try to remember to do something nice for somebody today, even if it's just a stranger or you're giving me eyes. You can do something nice for Valentine's Day. Tell them Happy Valentine's Day. Pass out a flower or candy or something. Let's be nice today.
I don't want to become contrary, as
sure,
my grandma
yes.
would say.
Yes.
Don't be contrary.
Sure.
But I
see something.
Today is not the day to say and do nice things to strangers because today everything is going to be misconstrued as a romantic gesture.
Oh, yeah. Well, but then for someone who's down today because maybe they don't have someone and they don't get someone who tells them Happy Valentine's Day, you could just risk it.
Well, okay. Now we're talking about something different now. Okay, these are different. So if you just were passing by someone, okay, let's say you go to the store. You're at
sure,
the store.
Yeah.
You're checking out and you say you.
And it's not someone checking you out. It's just you're actually checking out.
Okay, all right. And so you make eye contact. Hey, how are you doing? Talk to them. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope you have a great day. That's fine.
You add it to your goodbye or something.
But I mean, you walk up to somebody and you're just talking to them and you're like, hey, here's some candy. Happy Valentine's Day. And
well,
all
not
of a sudden,
like in a it's poisoned way, but.
Hi, I'm a stranger. Accept this candy on this romantic holiday.
You're right. Stranger danger.
What are you doing later? Did you have plans for Valentine's Day? No, this is just conversation. I'm not. Oh, here we go.
Don't make it weird. I meant like if you go to the work or if you go to class and maybe there's someone you don't normally talk to, say, oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Someone you don't normally
okay,
talk
stop,
to.
Fine. No one say anything nice today.
Okay, no. Now, look, I didn't say you couldn't say anything nice. I'm just saying that you're saying go out of your way to talk to that person you don't normally talk to.
That's to be nice.
Because you're too embarrassed because of how much you like them.
No.
And so you finally are brave enough to go over and say something to them. And then the next thing you know, sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
What I love is if you listen to us, you're now in class going back and forth like, wait, am I supposed to go or no? Nikki said yes, but Obi said no. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. You could just say hello to somebody.
All right. Well, Nikki's the one that gets to make all the boat calls around here, but I'm the one that's making calls on whether you should or shouldn't say hello. And I just want to let you know, as someone who has been frequently rejected by the opposite sex, you're better off not saying anything.
Fine.
Okay?
Great.
Because the nicer and friendlier you are, the more people will be like, ooh, he likes me. So,
but what if that was just towards you, but the average person be like, oh, he's so nice.
Oh, I see the problems with me. Thanks, Nikki.
Well,
thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
You had the issue.
No, I'm speaking universally for all men. Great. We all have the problem. So there you go. I think all I'm saying is just be careful. You're saying be carefree, and I'm saying be careful.
I love that so much. I'm not saying like be all like
carefree.
Not that much. I'm just saying be nice, extra nice to people today.
Tomorrow
you can be extra
tomorrow
nice.
Tomorrow be extra nice. Today, watch yourself. That's what I'm saying.
The Riot.
Apparently, some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
You know, when I think about Nikki, I still see Nikki as a goat farmer.
As a goat farmer?
I'm telling you, I still think there's a future there for you.
He read a story, was it last year or earlier this year?
I've read two of them.
About some alternatives in case I don't want to keep doing radio. And one is, it was popular where you would be like a career woman, right?
Yes.
And then you would go and leave all that behind and be a goat farmer.
I found two women that did that.
Yeah.
They left their high-paying advertising jobs or whatever, and now they raise goats. And they had to take about 70% pay cut. But they were making so much money that even now it's still not that money that's that bad. But they raise these goats and they're just like these little baby goats.
They're cute, but I don't want to be a goat farmer.
No, I know, but I have another article here that I think may
be something I could do as a job.
Yeah, because, well, no. This just goes back to the goat thing. So there's a school in Brighton in the UK that has introduced basically goats to the school. They bought some goats and they're like whittle goats. And, you know,
they go in the classroom to like relax kids or?
Well, they use them to do all of the
yard work.
Like they just go around and eat all the grass instead of, you know,
having
hiring
to pay someone to do that.
So the kids, as a reward for good behavior and sometimes to help calm them down for bad behavior, they get some goat time.
That would actually be cute as a kid.
All right.
Or even honestly at work. But I still don't want to be a goat farmer.
If we could just, before you start with a bad attitude already, see what would happen is that you see how you always have these bad attitudes. Like if you got to spend time with the goats, then what's going to happen to you, Nikki? You're going to calm down.
Down, yeah.
It's going to bring you down. All
but
right?
I don't want to take care of the goat.
Okay, that's what you feel now.
Oh, it all changed my mind once I attach with them.
Yeah, once you go and spend actual goat time, because right now you're non-goat time Nikki.
I have never held a goat or touched a goat.
You've never had goat time.
I've never. That kind of weirds me out, but I think I'd be fine with it.
Well, guess what?
I could go there.
It's absolutely time. I get you out there on the goat farm with the kids, with the goat kids time. The kids in the go time, whatever. And all of a sudden, you're going to be like,
I got to take these guys home.
Man, I'm just having so much fun right now. I love it here.
Well, in case we ever get to try a goat program similar to that here at Radio U, that might be an option.
Well, guess what, Nikki? If you would take the time, you could have that. Like, it's not going to just happen. Like, you have to go and do it.
I have to start it, yes.
Right. So, here's what I'm thinking is, like, what if we just took you part-time, all right? You come in and do the riot. You leave all your stressful stuff behind, you know, where you have to deal with me the rest of the day. And, like, you just...
I'm just okay with this.
They're just in the field behind the station. You just raise goats back there.
Sure.
All right? And then every once in a while, we'll all go out and have goat time. And I feel like our whole staff, like everything's going to change.
Now, if there's ever a morning that it's actually really stressful, like during the show, I could go and bring one in during that time.
See,
and that's
go.
Just, you know, that's a sign like, hey, Nikki's having problems today. Let's just get her a little baby goat.
Let's get some goat time in here. Okay.
Now you could take all that and just, instead of the word goat, put in puppies. And I'd probably be more likely to take and run with this.
So you feel like if we had puppy time.
Yeah, if we had a puppy party.
But see, the problem is that you can't.
Is your allergies.
You can't get puppy milk. And that's part of what makes the go thing profitable is you're going to need
that's the part I'm not comfortable with.
You're going to need that. You know what? I think you're going to, like, I know that you feel like you're not, but I think you're going to do great, honestly. Like, I think you're going to surprise yourself.
How much I like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really do. So, you know what? It's just something to think about, but I'll leave it to you. But I really see your future in goats, Nikki.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
Here's another man that I feel like maybe doesn't have enough thought for his own well-being. His name is John Ferraro. He's also known as the Hammerhead. And he
for
is.
For one minute, I was like, John Favreau? No. Like,
really?
The director, actor guy? No, you mean someone else.
Not him. I mean Hammerhead. And he just set the Guinness World Record for most nails hammered with the head in 2 minutes.
Why are you doing that for your record?
He hammered 38 nails.
With his head?
With his forehead.
Aww.
Yeah.
Does he have a plate in there or something? Or is he cheating? Is it cheating?
I don't know.
Or is that a natural
skull? It's a natural thing. It says that his skull is 3 times thicker than the average human's.
Weird.
So he's able to do this somewhat safely?
I guess I would think it would go through your skin or it hurt your skin. Even
it would
have
to.
Even if your skull,
well, and then,
that
okay.
thing was thick enough.
But then the other thing is like, hey, at what point did you figure out that your skull was thicker?
Maybe they told him when he did a test or something.
Yeah. Like, I don't even want to get to a point. I don't want to have to know that.
Maybe
like,
his head was super big as a baby.
I have a huge
head. His skull was like his forehead.
Maybe. All right. So he did this on an Italian show called Lo Show de Record.
The record show?
That appears to be the name in English, Nikki. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He also has, so he's got the 2-minute record. He's got the 1-minute record. And he has the record for most concrete blocks broken on the head with a bowling ball in 3 minutes.
All right. We get it. Your skull is tough. That's fine.
But Nikki, this is his thing.
Yes. And he's making a living off of it.
This
the
is
hammerhead.
His thing. Some people might listen to the riot and be like, we get it. You can talk. You just talk all the time. We get it. Oh, you can find things on the internet and talk.
We can read them.
Look
get
at
these
you.
Guys some rewards.
That's really something.
Yeah,
so
we're sorry.
Maybe that's where he's coming from. I think he also, I don't know this, but I think he was in the WWE for a while. I think. But you know what? Once that dries up, what's he going to do? He's going to hammer stuff.
He's going to use this time while he can to make a living off of it.
So I say congratulations to him.
Until the doctor brings him in and says one more hammer nail or one more nail.
And you're done for.
And you're done for. And he's like, no.
You don't tell me what to do.
And he fights that. And he just knows he can never hit anything with his forehead again.
He doesn't want, but he comes out of retirement one last time. To raise money for the kids that are trying to build the orphanage. We need old Hammerhead. We need him back.
That would be like a shark thing, like for shark protection or research or something.
I think it's got to be kids.
Anybody kids?
I think it's got to be a kids thing because this has got to be a heartwarming thing.
Sure.
It has to be heartwarming. And I don't think sharks.
Baby sharks.
The demo
kid
there.
Sharks.
Nope.
Not
I'm
even.
Telling you, it's got to be kids.
Well, if we were making a movie about this guy's life, that's what we'd do.
That's definitely how I would do it. Plus, that gets him. He's going to break through into Hollywood because they're going to let him have the starring role.
And then he doesn't have to hammer nails anymore with his head.
Now he's doing other things.
Yes.
Like,
insulting other younger guys who are still hammering nails with their head.
Fantastic.
It's the Ryan.
You have the worst personality of anyone I've ever met in my entire life.
On Radio U.
Happy Valentine's
Happy
Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. You know, a few minutes ago we were talking about how, you know, it's okay to not have somebody on Valentine's Day. And in some cases, it's for the best.
Yeah, if you don't.
That you don't have anybody.
Though you always have us, guys.
I want to talk about Jody and Jason, Nikki.
What happened?
They had each other.
Yeah.
But
did they fight?
You know, here's the thing. Jody makes Jason, her boyfriend, a spaghetti dinner. All right.
Yeah.
So they're sitting there, spaghetti dinner. How we doing? The next thing you know, how was dinner? It was okay. Boom. Now, of course, the following is going to be what allegedly happened.
Based on us going through the article, what we feel or what the police probably feel had happened during that time.
This is what allegedly happened. So
what could happen during a spaghetti dinner?
Well, Nikki, see, she poured all that effort into it,
yeah.
And he said it was just okay.
Well, then what?
So
he
how
has
dinner?
What's coming.
How was dinner? It was okay.
Mm-mm.
What?
Even if it's just spaghetti, you should be saying
what?
Something else.
So she punched him in the arm,
aww.
Then punched him in the face, and then locked the door. And barricaded herself in the apartment, and then they had to bring in the police.
I feel like, okay, this is safe to assume, but probably they were probably arguing about other things in the relationship before the spaghetti, and like this was just the topper.
Yeah.
And they might have had perhaps a bottle of wine.
Could have been.
A wine earlier to start the spaghetti dinner, or something that maybe accelerated the emotions with it.
Something about that. So it was one of those things where it was like, hey, when he called the police came in, and she's like, look, I'm going to shoot you and me if you guys come in here.
Oh, and then that's another problem. You're
Escalation.
Not supposed to do that. It
Escalation.
Went now next level.
It did. And so I just look at this and I say to myself, you know, maybe they weren't ready.
To stay together.
Yeah. And so, you know, with Valentine's Day, you're like, I just don't want to be alone. And it's like, maybe Jody and Jason would have been better off alone. And then
they wouldn't have that.
Yeah.
I bet they thought they were perfect for each other because it was the whole J and J. Like, oh, Jody and Jason.
Look how it looks in this heart
so
right now.
Cute.
I'm carving a heart in this thing here
and
put the J
and J.
Yay. It's perfect.
Can't fall for that, though.
No, sometimes you got to take a step back. And so
you
got to
look for someone else who has a different letter. Than your first name.
Well, you know, I think same letters can work. Now, they're not always going
to
work.
It's not always meant to be.
It's not always going to be. But that being said, I think you just got to take a step back. So this Valentine's Day, two things. One, if someone makes you spaghetti, tell them it's the best.
Best thing ever.
In fact, you know what? If anybody makes you anything today, tell them it's the best. It's the best.
That's not just on Valentine's, though. You know, you don't have to lie to them like too much, but
yeah.
They put in effort,
yeah.
Okay, and acknowledge the effort.
And then, okay, we're going to go to step two here. Is like, let's say you make something and someone doesn't tell you it's the best.
It's their fault for doing that.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. It's on them for not recognizing the quality.
Not you.
It's not that you didn't provide the quality. They didn't recognize the quality. That shows you that the problem is with them. It's not with you. It's not.
Your dinner is going to be great tonight, okay?
Fantastic. Even if you only made spaghetti. It's
Actually, that sounds really good. But look at that. You minimized it.
I totally did. Was there a meatball? Is there going to be a meatball?
Then that's perfect.
Then it's fine.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
I'm jumping up and down on the dance pad with the sun.